It's just two ha'aras, short ha'aras, as it relates to today's daf. And again, it's very hard to pick and choose on a daf like today, but just two short ha'aras. The first ha'ara is, the Gemara said that Besura havas devarta. In Surah there was a dever. There was a magefa in Surah. But shivavuse de Rav le havas devarta. But where Rav lived, there was no devarta. Savru minei, the people assume, mishum schuse de Rav the nafish. It's probably because Rav lives there. Rav has schusim. His schusim are protecting the neighborhood. But the Gemara says, ischazilu b'chelma, someone or everyone, had a dream. Rashi says, the people that thought this had a dream. And the dream was, Rav de nefisha schuse tuva hamilsa zutra leila Rav. Nah, Rav, if we were going to tap into and leverage Rav's chusim, you know what would happen? The gula would come already. This has nothing to do with Rav's chusim. The reason this is happening is because there's a person who's a b'yid and he does toivis, chevre kadisha, and it's in that chus that the dever is not affecting this kehila. You know, yesterday we learned the Gemara, where the Gemara said that Rav and Shmuel were in Naharda, and there was an ashisa re'ua. There was a wall that was at the brink or at the risk of falling. And as a result, Rav and Shmuel, they were never comfortable to walk underneath it, right? This was something that they never wanted to do. So they would always take the long scenic route. The Gemara says, Yoy mechad ikla Rav Ada Barahava lahasam. One day Rav Ada Barahava came to the neighborhood. Amalei Shmuel Rav. So Shmuel tells Rav, okay, we're walking to Beis Medrash today. Let's go the way we always go. Nesi mar nakif. Let's take that long way. Today we don't have to. Why? The ikra Rav Ada Bar Hava Badon. Because Rav Ada Bar Hava is here. The nafesh schuse, and he has gevaldige schusim v'loy mistafina. And because he's here and he has gevaldige schusim, so it's for that reason, this is not something I'm worried about. And then the Gemara started talking about different moifsim with Rav Ada Bar Hava. And the Gemara says, wow, Rav Ada Bar Hava. My Hava uvde the Rav Ada Bar Hava. What was so great about Rav Ada Bar Hava? When we think about Meiram and their greatness, Rav Ada Bar Hava, like, What did he do? So the Gemara says, Kyodi Itmar, Sholu Talmid of the Rav Ada Bar Hava. His Talmidim once asked him, Bameh harachta yomim. So the Gemara says, you want to know his chusim? We'll tell it to you in his own words. He said, quote, I never got angry in my house. I never walked in front of someone that was greater than me. I never thought in learning in a place you're not allowed to think in learning. I never walked 4 amos without learning Torah, without wearing tefillin. I never slept in Beis Medrash. I didn't even sleep a Shina Saroy. I never was besimcha if something bad happened to one of my friends, and I always treated my friends with the utmost respect. So you want to know the chassidus, the greatness of Rav Ada Bar Hava? He was great both in his ben adam l'makoyim and in his ben adam l'chaveri. That's the greatness of Rav Ada Bar Hava. So when we went to Gemara yesterday, it bothered me a little bit. Rav Ada Bar Hava was a talmid of Rav. He was a talmid of Rav. Azay Shteitin Seder Hadoiros. Azay Shteitin told us Tanam v'Amayram. There's many, many Gemaras that prove that Rav Ada Bar Hava was a Talmud of Rav. Just to bring it out with one Gemara, the Gemara Masechtas Brachas Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis discusses the immediate aftermath of when Rav passed away. Kinoch Navshe de Rav. When Rav was Nifter, Ozlu Talmid of Basre. So the Talmidim, they went to partake in the Kfura of Rav. Ki Hadri, when they came back, Amri, they said, Nezel, Vinecho lachma nahar danak. Let's sit down by nahar danak and let's bake bread. The Gemara says they ate bread, and afterwards they had a shaila in benching. Lehava biyadayu, and they weren't sure what to do. So the Gemara says, Kom Rav Ada Bar Hava. Rav Ada Bar Hava, he was one of the talmidim of Rav that had just been malava the Rav to his kfura. Ahadar kari lachayre. And he raised kriya a second time. Vikara kriya achrino. Omar, he said, Noch nafshe de Rav. Rav literally just passed away. Mamish, we're coming back from the levaya. Ubirchas mezoin alegamrinon. And we already have shailas and birchas mezoin. We don't know basic halachas and birchas hamazin. And we don't know what to do. You know, the Gemara says, you know what happened? Adasa husaba. This is another one of the Gemaras. Well, Eliyahu Navi showed up. Ramaluhu masnisan abraisi asked the kasha with a Mishnah and a Brisa. Sounds a little bit like the Gemara with Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan. The Shomalei gave him a teretz, and either way, he told him what the halacha was. So here's Rav Ada Bar Hava present at the patira of Rav. He raised kriya a second time. Kara kriya achrino. So Rav Ada Bar Hava was a talmud of Rav. So I thought it was interesting that Rav didn't want to walk underneath the wall. He wasn't comfortable to walk underneath the wall. Oh, but now that his talmud Rav Ada Bar Hava is here, oh, now we're ready. Shine. Now he's already comfortable. Okay, so that's not great, Sakasha. Maybe the Talmud that Ibigishtig in the Rebbe. In this Indian of Hasidus, maybe he was greater. The problem is, we talk about this all the time. We know Rav isn't only the great Amira Rav. Rav was also a tremendous Chassid. In fact, there's a Braisa that the Rishonim had. It comes from the Sefer HaParadis of Rashi. The Chidok quotes it in Pesach Inayim and then the Masechtas Menachis. The Sefer HaYuchsin, the Seyda Adoris. The Rizina Rebbe wrote a Sefer on this. It's called the Asorim Mila de Hasidus of Rav. Rav had 10 Mila de Hasidus. We'll just read through them really, really quickly. Number one, Lehavi Maski Dalet Amis Bekoimus Kufa. He was incredibly humble. He didn't walk four Amis in a way of Gaifa. He never went four Amis Begili Aroish. He always covered his head. He ate three Sudas on Shabbos. He never looked to his sides. Not only did he never look to his sides, he never looked outside of his Dalet Amis. When he would come to Beis Medrash, he always gave cover to all the other people that were walking in to Beis Medrash. He never ate from a Sudas Rishos. If somebody ba'aveled him, he would always be the one to ask Mechila first, let the other person, meaning he would always be the one that gave in. He always wore tefillin, never took his tefillin off. He had a beautiful voice. He used to say, Kabiris Hashem mehoincha, tikri mehoincha, elam megroincha. He's always down for the yamid. Rav is the one that's always been mechaber tefillos. Rav also had a list of top 10 of Asari Mila de Chassidus. In fact, there are Mila de Chassidus that are not mentioned in the top 10 list of Rav, that there's different kashas. How come they're not mentioned? One of them is Amru al Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh Shaloi Soch Sicha Betela Kol Yom of the Lashon HaRambam. Rav never said one extra word. So Rav is like Gevein HaChassid. So what's Pshat? Rav Adabar Ahava, the Talmud. Oh, he, Rav says now, oh, my Talmud Rav Adabar Ahava is here. Now I'm comfortable. Let's walk underneath the wall. And Rav, not what the Talmud is giving Gresh. In the Rebbe? Okay, so machzach. But what was so great about him, the Gemara says. The Gemara asked the Kashna, my havu uvde de Rav Adabar Ahava. What's the greatness of Rav Adabar Ahava? And the Gemara gave a list, a very impressive list. But you know what? Rav also has a very impressive list. Rav has a whole braisa about his list. That's sorry, Mila de Chassidus of Rav. So why was Rav not confident with himself as opposed to Rav Adabar Ahava? Okay, so you could say it was the Nova of Rav, right? That's maybe the most posh of the Teretz. But this Gemara and Daf Chafal of Amud Beis, I said, oh, maybe it's different. Okay, Rav is given azoy grois that, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that for Rav, Rav den afisha schusei tuva hamil sezutrele. What? Rav all of a sudden is going to be a miracle that a wall that's supposed to fall down is not going to fall down. You see, there's a concept that somebody can be so big that this is a Milsa Zutra. This is like too small. It can't be. This is going to be Rav's Chosim. I don't know. Maybe this Gemara and Daf Chafal from the basis is too short to that Gemara, but this is not the punchline. The punchline is, but maybe we mentioned this a few times recently. The Gemara says in Masechtis Sukkah Daf Chaf Ches Amru that Hillel Azokin had 80 Talmidim. The 30, the 20, Gadol Shebekulon was Yonis Ben Azil. Katan Shebekulon was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Amru Olava, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, he knew everything. Says the Gemara, if the Katan Shebekulon was so great, he knew everything, what could the Gadol Shebekulon? Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai is number 80. So what's number one? I mean, what could pass? What's 79 levels higher? So the Gemara says, you want to know who Yonis Ben Azil was? He was so great that when he would learn Torah called Oifai Pereach, any oif that was flying on top of Miyad Nisraf, it would be burned. So we spoke out recently a few times from the Kotzker Rebbe, that the Kotzker Rebbe said, so if the Rebbe's given Azoy Grois, Yonis Ben Azil was so big, called Oifai Pereach, so if that was the greatest, how was he given the Rebbe? What was with Hillel? So he said, oh, Hillel, the Rebbe, he was so big? Then nothing happened. He was so big, there were no Moifsim. Nothing happened. There was no Kalef HaPereach. Nothing happened. Rav was taka bigger than Rav Adabar Ahava. Rav is giving Gresser. Rav Adabar Ahava was the Talmud. Gadol Shebekulon. The Gemara talks about the greatness of Rav Adabar Ahava. The Gemara says, Yom Shemes Rebbe, Noilad Rav Adabar Ahava, Yiz Nichnas L'Brisei Shel Avram Avinu, like we said yesterday. Oh, but as far giving the Talmud, Rav is the Rebbe. He was on a high Madrega. Rav's Madrega is Rav walks under the kosher where nothing's going to happen. It's not, there's no Moifsim taking place. It was because he was greater. Rav Adabar Ahava was the Yonis Ben Azil. But Rav is Hul Azokin. And that's why, yeah, and Chanami, for the grace of Talmud, Rav Adabar Ahava, Setitzach Ophana Moifsim. But Rav was a little bit different. So I was thinking, Amra Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh Shalei Sach Sicha Betela Kol Yamav. We always talk about this. Shtickle an oxymoron. But we always talk about this, right? Rav was a Shaskin. Rav throughout Shas is Shasik. Rav, Shasik, Rav. Pashup Shad is, it's a midah of Shtika. It's a Sif Kotten in Hilchas Chafetz Chaim. Rav didn't talk. He just didn't talk. Yidretnish, so you don't have to worry about saying things that you're not supposed to say. But it could be it was a different akuda. Maybe there was a kutzkemida over here. Rav was bekerif kedoshim tesala. Rav is Shabbos himi lizayk urufu akrev alavai. Rav is 100% bepnimius. Rav's avoida was on such a high madrega that Rav, you probably didn't hear from Rav. His whole avoida in every aspect, even in Talmud Torah, it's like soch sicha betela. Even in Talmud Torah, it's like oilam yishana adam latalmida bederach kitzara. This is the midah of Rav. The midah of Rav is 100% a midah of pnimius. A midah b'kerev kedoshim tesala, but either way, maybe that's the Indian. Rabbi Rav is the galus of a kulam. Yeah, moivsim. Rav is the Rebbe. He's like Hillel. By the Rebbe, there's no moivsim. That's the first star.